Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret, and that's the voice of our next guest, who, besides being a singer-songwriter, is a radio host helping artists from the Wisconsin Northwoods share their music. Scott Kirby is host of the Midwest Music Hour on WXPR in Rhinelander, which airs Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. You can hear archived episodes on their website or at scottkirbymusic.com. Scott, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, thanks so much for having me on the program, man. It's great
to
be here.
Been doing this for about 5 years now, the Midwest Music Hour, working with musicians of all sorts from a pretty wide area and working with them for longer than that. Can you give us a sense of what the show is like and what kind of things you feature?
Oh, well, hey, the show is supposed to be a platform for various artists from around the Midwest or even artists that may be performing someplace in the Midwest. You know, give a nod to the venues hosting the artists and also, you know, them themselves. But basically doing a radio show, you know, if I can have, if I got tracks by an artist that I can feature on a weekly program, then I like to do that. And if I got the rare opportunity to have somebody live in studio with me to play a few songs and then, you know, also share some conversation with, that's really spectacular as well. So it's really just, you know, founded on that principle of trying to give artists a platform to be heard and give people out there an opportunity to hear who the artists in their backyard are.
And what made you want to be an evangelist for the Northwoods music scene, the artists, and as you said, the venues?
Evangelist, I like that. Well, you know, and I'm not so sure as much of, I'm not sure about that. You know, I grew up here, you know, graduated from Rhinelander High School and, traveled around the country a little bit playing and, you know, went to school and stuff. But I guess really it bore out of necessity, like most things in life. You know, here is this great radio station, WXPR, and here's a great opportunity to develop a local program to give artists a platform that they won't, you know, wouldn't otherwise have. There's not really, you know, we're kind of isolated up here in the woods. There aren't a whole lot of opportunities for, you know, musicians in those traditional senses, if you will, you know, like you might find in a larger market, like, you know, Madison or Chicago or Minneapolis or New York or Nashville, you know.
That said, you've got a pretty wide variety of artists and genres you feature. Americana, for example, bluegrass, blues, a lot more. Do you have pretty good variety in the Northwoods in spite of that isolation you just mentioned?
Oh, for sure, you know. And I don't, you know, I think sometimes, you know, maybe bluegrass gets a little bit more or, you know, folk artists, but there are certainly electronica artists, you know, there's hip hop artists. There's heavy metal, you know, and the broad spectrum of genre that entails, you know. Yeah, it's I don't like to just keep it pigeonholed into one genre. I like, you know, like it to be an opportunity for everyone. So
now you shared a couple of pieces of music with us from musicians from the area. I want to start with Bobby Bullitt, a Native American singer-songwriter who's been at the music for a while now. Here's a little bit of his song performed live on your show. The song is May I Lean on You.
May I lean on you? For a while, may I lean on you? Help me find my smile.
Can you tell us a little bit more about Bobby Bullitt and his music?
Oh, wow. I could probably talk all day about Bobby Bullitt. He's man, he's a true gem of Americana, and he's an Ojibwe elder. And I've been just really humbled by the opportunity that I have to work with him in various capacities. This particular song, May I Lean on You, was his entry for the 2021 Tiny Desk Concert Competition. And he wrote it about a young girl who was from Milwaukee who had witnessed her father being shot and killed. And he had written that song for her to sing. And, you know, those opening lines in there, they hit you like a ton of bricks, you know. But he's had a really, really extensive career, you know, when Johnny Paycheck and Johnny Cash were in the studios down in Nashville, you know, a young Bob Bullitt was down there, you know, soaking it up a little bit too. And, you know, but he's a healer and he's a storyteller and he carries these traditions that are just I lack the words to describe them, you know, in a broader sense, but he's just a true gift of a person, and his art just transcends, you know, culture and everything.
We're talking about the Northwoods music scene in Wisconsin with Scott Kirby, musician himself, host of the Midwest Music Hour on WXPR in Rhinelander. Another clip you shared with us, Tuck Pence, another longtime musician. Here's a little of his tune, Life is a Song.
Life is a song I want to sing with you. It's got a lot of verses, nothing that we can't get through. Few words might change, but never our tune. Life is a song I want to sing with you.
Scott, tell us a little more about Tuck Pence.
Oh, Tuck Pence is the original American relic. He's been playing music for over 40 years around the entire Midwest and opened for a lot of big shows and made a lot of good records and continues to just be a staple of Northwood's tradition and music, really an anchor in the community, if you will. I go way back because his father gave me my first guitar lesson when I was in the sixth grade, which was something that he wasn't able to do for Tuck. You know, I think his mom told him he could be a dad or a musician, but not both. And so Tuck was jealous of that opportunity that I had, you know, way back then. But I've been able to play music with Tuck for about 15 years now, and his songs are incredible. And you know, I play bass with him when we'll do a duo performance, or sometimes we'll have other musicians join in and whatnot. But yeah, if you talk to anybody in the bluegrass community, or you know, or otherwise, you know, Tuck Pence has just been here as just a really solid, you know, solo artist. And what can I say about Tuck? My illegitimate father, you know. It's a personal connection there in a lot of ways, but he's got an amazing career himself.
Scott, can you leave us with some encouragement for people around the Northwoods to seek out the music scene that might be right there in their own backyard?
Oh, well, you know, what I always like to do is I like to pair good music with good food and good atmosphere. And, you know, tonight I'm at this North Fork Fin and Filet in Arborvita, where they have me every Wednesday. And that's a real treat for me to be here. And, you know, so as people are comfortable and as those opportunities present themselves, you know, yeah, don't be afraid to go out there and support artists, because there's some pretty cool stuff happening in, you know, in the Northwoods and in your backyards. And, you know, if you miss it, you miss it.
All right. Well,
it's so much,
Scott,
so cool. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, have a great show tonight, Scott. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate being on the program. Thanks so much.
That's Scott Kirby, musician and host of the Midwest Music Hour on WXPR in Rhinelander. You can find a link to the show and Scott's website at wpr.org/centraltime. He joined us for a look at the Northwoods music scene here in Wisconsin.